All right, good morning. All right, I'm going to introduce you to the Language Center very briefly here. All right, we offer the possibility to study 17 different languages. It grows pretty much every semester, and this is the most recent. All right, as you can see, Finnish and Swedish are the national languages of Finland. So also study Swedish if you have free time, and it also depends on where you're traveling. All right, so we support various departments, focus on academic and professional communication. Typically, the course sizes will be 12 to 30, and compulsory attendance. So please show up. I know lots of you are going to be doing traveling. Let your teachers know. All right, for the English courses, we recommend taking three courses beginning of the semester, XEN 005, Academic English Communication, and XEN 006, Academic English Communication. These courses are pretty similar. All right, they pretty much cover the same thing, and they'll cover the same skills. The only thing that's really different is, one, your confidence in English and the assignments. All right? In the past, students have signed up for both, which is really difficult for the teachers, so just pick one. And for here, I gave you the what are going to be the main assignments, an essay and a team presentation, or for the more advanced one, a critical review and an individual presentation. All right, so that should help you decide. All right, also, we have basic academic writing, which is going to be a critical review, and also focusing on reflective writing. If you haven't done a lot of reflective writing, you're going to be doing a lot of that. All right. We also offer elective courses. I'll briefly show you. All right. Some of these will be offered this semester. Some of these won't. Pretty much, these are the ones you can take. And some of them, most of these will be offered this semester. So you can also go there and look. All right. And back here. All right. And please register in Corpi. All right. So sign up like today, now, if you can. Classes start next week. Also, check your level of English, and there's a link dialing. It takes 20 minutes, and it'll kind of say if you're like A2, B2, B1. It does help out. All right, check the target group. Make sure it's for the right group. And also check your learning agreements. If, for example, you take a course and then drop it, it might delay your studies at your home universities. All right, and that's all I have. Now for the Finnish teachers.
No niin, tervetuloa kaikille. Okei, aloitetaanpa sitten. So, tervetuloa Suomen kursseille. Welcome to Finnish courses. Few words about them. First of all, you might think if you like to learn Finnish or not, or if you need it or not. You might have a little thought about it. For example, you might have noticed that shopping is not so easy every day. You know, we have 20 different kind of milks, for example, and something else that looks like a milk, but it's not a milk. I know it's really nice to stay with your new international friends, but it's even nicer if you find some local friends and learn to know more about the Finland and Finnish culture and way of living. You never know your future, what might happen. If you start now, 2077, you are very, very good in Finnish if you decide to stay here. You might find someone you like. You might notice that this is a nice place to continue your studies. You might like to come back later on. So think about, this is a good time to start learn language. And then, of course, the cultural part. You know, 60 words for snow, what it tells about the culture, not one for please, but still we are quite polite and nice. So we offer different kind of courses for the very, very beginners till the very, very advanced. So there are all kind of courses depending on your needs. So you can check the courses on our webpage, or you can check them also in Korppi. The web pages look like this. There are more about the learning the language, and then you find our courses here. If you click on these, you notice then what you can take. Most of you are probably beginners, and you are thinking if you take Finnish 1, which is the 70 hours course, or Survival Finnish 1, which is 24 hours courses. If you are a degree student, Finnish 1, Suomi Yksi is the course you need to take. If you are exchange student, then you can choose between the Survival Finnish, so this 24-hour course, or Finnish 1, 70 hours course. And you find more information on our webpage, which one to choose if you don't know yet. So please read these. There is a good information. No sitten, jos sä osaat jo suomea, eli olet opiskellut jo suomea jonkin verran ja mietit, mille kurssille menet, niin voit katsoa meidän kurssit Korpissa, XSU, Search, ja sitten löydät. Tai voit katsoa ne kurssikuvaukset taas sivulta, peruskurssit, täydentävät kurssit. Ja voit tulla infotilaisuuteen huomenna Agoraan. Hei, mihin aikaan? At what time? 10:15, quarter past 10. So if you already know Finnish and you don't know what to choose, so please come tomorrow to Agora at 10:15, and the room is this AGD225.1. And then you can meet the teachers and they can tell more about those courses and also discuss what you need and what is good for you. So please use this good opportunity you have to discuss with the teachers. Hey, something I have forgotten. Who is teaching you?
Mä oon Maaria, moi.
Mä oon Aija, moikka.
Moi, mä oon Johanna.
And mä oon Tuija. And then we have also Minna and Annina, but unfortunately they are not here today, but they will be here next week when the courses will start. Aija and Johanna have this kind of yellow leaflets where you can find all course schedules and what we are offering this term. So please. There is also one other option to learn languages, not only Finnish, Each One Teach One program, which is a tandem learning program, meaning that you can teach your own mother tongue to your friend and your friend teaches his or her own mother tongue. This is a very popular program, but notice few things. You have to have 40 hours face-to-face meetings, so please, check if it's possible. Do you have 40 hours empty time in your calendars? then you also have to have some time for the homework and preparations for the meetings. And one more thing. To get the credits, follow very carefully the instructions, what is said on the web page. So Google Each One Teach One, University of Jyväskylä, and you will find all the information. And click this information about EOTO, so EOTO Each One Teach One. Then you will find very detailed information there. And follow those instructions if you are interested in this option. But notice also that only one Each One Teach One per semester, because it takes a lot of time if you're doing this program. But it's a very nice opportunity to learn new languages and get new friends. And a few more words, some practical information. So all the timetables and the courses we offer you can find in Korppi and on that leaflet you just got. You have to register for the courses in Korppi, and it means that if you register, you have to come and start the course. So if you decide not to come, so please then drop the course in Korppi. It's very important. First meeting is the most important because that confirms that you are participating the course. If you are not there, then we just think you are not coming and we drop you, okay? So the first meeting is the confirmation. It's very important. If it looks that the course is already full, don't panic. You don't have to do anything. Just sign in Korppi and come to the first meeting. If you are too many, then we usually can have split a course and have another course. So we can have extra groups. So it's very important that you don't panic and you just show up when the course starts. Okay. And before you register, look at carefully the timetable that you can come to the meetings, so the course meetings, and you have time to do the course. Okay. What else? Finnish is not that bad. Teachers are quite nice. And what else? Any questions? No problem. We'll continue the time for the registration so that you can register till the course will start. So till the next week you have time. We just have to check the Korppi today. We have just come back and we heard that you had some problems with Korppi. So thank you for reminding me.
They're actually on our website. Our website is very hidden, so I just recommend Googling JYU Language Center, and then there'll be a link that says courses, and then it'll have like all the different languages. Yeah. Yeah. Really. I could show you then after this quickly. Yes. Any other questions? Or I can show you right now.
So one thing I would like to remind, so if you are taking this kind of beginner's course, for example, in French or Spanish, notice that the language there will be then Finnish and Spanish that are used. So, but if you take advanced courses, then they are only in that language. So notice that if you choose the other languages, then Finnish or Swedish or English. Any other questions? No. Maybe Aaron shows the languages.
Somebody updated it.
Okay, the page has been updated. Okay.
Yes. Okay, yes. There was a lot there before I left. All right. Yeah, I'll figure out. Maybe I will email you later to figure out why, because there should be a lot more. Do you know?
Degrees.
Degrees. talk to Jenny. Any other questions? Oh, all right. Thank you.
Kiitos paljon kaikille. Tervetuloa kurssille.